Okay, we're here. All right, we're here. We're rock and roll. We're number one. Testing 1, 2. Testing. I never seen anything like it. But then I'm an old man, see, so I don't know. One thing about being old, you think the world's coming to an end. You know, you really think that's because your life is coming to an end. The whole goddamn thing must be because everything revolves around you. And I realize that that's a minor vanity, I think, that comes with age. That's why you see most of those dudes that have the signs that say the end is near. Most of them are old guys, you know, aren't they? Pretty much. The end is near. Not the guys that have the religious, all kinds of people have those. But the one that says, you know, the end is soon. It's generally some old motherfucker or some psycho. But what Trump is doing is he's angering a lot of people. And the people that support him don't see this. They got blinded. They think everybody loves him. And they think it's funny that the left is getting angry, but they don't know how deep that anger runs. And it runs, it's running so deep that, I don't know, man. I will not put you guys into more of a fucking bummer than you already are on. But then again, this is the show prep part. This is how we do the show prep. Huh? I want to do Pete Bone. I'm going to get more into the Pete Bone. I finally have gotten that character, and I want to massage that character some more. Pete Bone cannot be denied from the Kroner Building in Chicago. I'm Pete Bone, and I am a man on a mission. Let me tell you something. I know what I want. I know what I believe in. I know this country better than anyone, and you can't move me. I'm rock solid. Donald Trump is the president of the United States. I support everything he says, everything he does. There's a few things that I don't like. A lot of them, I don't think I'm going to vote for him again. And then we have a guy like, come on, will you, Bone? You're full of shit. Bone.
Come on, Bone, will you? For Christ's sake, you got to be bullshitting me. Hey, testing. Hey, Bone. Listen, I want to talk to you a little bit here, Bone, about your bullshit fucking show, man. And I got my sister here. Talk to him.
Hi, Pete. It's Clara. I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm trying to try to talk you down off of the bullshit you're on.
Yeah, she's going to try to talk you down, Pete. What do you think about that?
Fuck both of you.
Oh. Oh, man.
Okay, let me tell you something. I don't take that kind of heat from nobody, man. No one gives me that kind of shit because I'm Pete Bone. Let me tell you the variety of shit that I do take. In fact, I have it delivered to my home on Tuesdays. I'm Gene Popka. What was the name of his announcer? I'm Glenn Fishman. I'm Glenn Pfizer. I'm his new announcer. The other one died of alcoholism. It was Gene Popka. And, oh, let's get a call now. We have Tom Dovka is with us. Tom, how are you?
Yeah, Pete, how you doing?
Great.
Listen, I gotta ask you a question. I'm very concerned about you as an individual. I think you sound like you're a fucking idiot. Where's the other... Holy shit, do I gotta do this fucking shit again, man? Oh, man. This phone, I don't think, is the best. Yeah, Pete, listen, this is Gene... Hey, Pete, this is Tom Dovka. Yeah, Pete, listen, Tom Dovka here.
Hey, Tom Dovka, the guy that got me when I started this business. How you doing?
I'm really good, but I'm very concerned about you. I think you're losing your marbles. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Well, I've had you on for a couple times now. And
it was one of my favorite movies. It came out when I was 16. We probably went and saw it 3 times because we thought it was just... You know, it was probably the best movie that... Paul Newman, who we thought was like our mom and dad's kind of actor, you know, but hey, Jack Nicholson had not yet made his arrival on the scene with Easy Rider, so Paul Newman, Cool Hand Luke, and I don't know what cool movies were there, but when Easy Rider came out, that was the movie, because it had everything in it that you wanted, you know, it had dope, chicks, get out of here, man. Go fuck a duck. You know, it had all kinds of good shit, man. All right, now, so I don't know if it's a smart thing to do or not. Oh, you know what? This is not going to work because this cord's too short, so forget it. You know, this is not a thing I want to do tonight. I'm not feeling well, and I don't know what it is. I feel like a little overheated. Like, maybe I didn't get enough water today, although I've been drinking it. like I didn't get enough sleep, like I haven't gotten enough sleep, you know. Sleep. You know, I feel like I get these really crazy reactions to sugar. Because I'm basically a hypoglycemic kind of a guy, you know. I eat sugar and I get kind of, I crash, you know. But the other day, I got in the mail from PETA. I got these cookies and these, like, they were like Reese's peanut butter cups, but they were all made without any animal byproduct and no animal fat, no animal, there was no dairy, nothing. It was all made with other products besides, you know, that. So naturally, I have to sit there and eat two of the cookies, and I ate one of the, actually two of those Reese's, and they were big. They were gigantic. And that motherfucker, first of all, they were fantastic. If PETA is selling those anywhere, buy them. And I support PETA. I know people don't like them, but that's tough shit. You know, we're talking about animals. We're talking about creatures on this world that have no voice of their own. They have no way of protesting. They are funneled back and forth, thrown into meat grinders, beaten half to death. No one gives a shit. Not even people that say they care about animals. I see some of the fucking videos that people post they think are cute. They're grotesque, and they have no idea what it is they're actually posting. They think it looks cute that an animal, that a small kitten was born. And there is a birth defect among cats where they're born with stunted front paws. They can't walk on all four. They have to stand up. And this kitten was hungry. She was meowing, and she was standing on two legs. And some stupid motherfucker posts that going, wow, look at this. It's kind of weird looking, isn't it? So I had to put down, I literally said, this condition is known as, I forget what it was, but I had looked it up. Anyway, PETA has these, see, this is what I mean, man. I'm just getting myself talked in all kinds of shit. All kinds of shit bothers me, man. Not a whole lot in this world. Not a lot of people I like. That's the other problem. There's very few fucking people I can even sit, I can even stand being around for more than 10 fucking minutes. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Toms, what do you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting. What do I think? I think that this guy, Dovka, is a mental midget. You know, he's got the mind of a midge.
Well, that, you're talking about yourself.
Oh.
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm telling you, it was a revelation walking into Jeff Cesario's studio. Really, just a small little unit. Now, they don't do a lot of the shit that I do. They don't do the fake phone calls and stuff, so I don't know. But it was, I think it was analog, and I liked when it was multi-sourced, and it was portable. You could go anywhere with it, so it looked like a really cool, fun thing, man. And let's go to, is it Karen? Hi, Karen. You're on Pete, you're on the Pete Bone Show.
I absolutely, we just love you. I don't, what happened to you? Were you taken off the air?
No, I wasn't taken off the air.
No, Herb.
You want to take off, huh?
Herb thinks you were taken off the air. You weren't taken off the air.
No, never.
All right, well, I get a big kick out of you, Pete. When you lose your mind and what is it you say, Larry? Larry says, I know you can say this on digital. Larry's, he loves it when you lose your shit, is what he says. You know?
Well, I don't know what's funny about that, losing my so-called shit.
Well, it's funny. We listen to you going, and you go, you are so much fun. You really, really are.
Ordinarily, I'd go and drink myself some water. I think that's what I'm going to do. Grab a couple of bottles of water. Be right back. All right, man. Maybe we'll just do this thing in sections tonight. I don't know how we're going to do this. Really interesting, man. I don't see where Don Berman. I got Don Berman behind me, but I can't see him on this TriCaster. There's Larry Grove. What the fuck is this? What is this, man? Where's this coming from, man? The stills? Where is that Larry Grover clip coming from? Oh, that's really wild, man. So what I'm looking at here is Kenny Slagg. Oh, I got it. I know what this is. This is a whole 9-minute fucking clip. Holy Jesus Christ. Holy Jesus Christ. How about that? I see. So I understand what's happening there. That was a big, long character clip. I should put all of these together then. There's Jay Sanis. We sort of changed the look of Jay Sanis over years, you know. Jay Sanis, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, is on the air. Hello, everyone. This is Jay Sanis. And I want to get Pete Bone, who's a tremendous Pete? Thank you very much, Jay. I am Pete Bone, and goddamn you all to hell. Pete Bone. Now, why do I say that? Because I want you to know. Wait a second. Okay, Battle Hymn of the Republic. Now, where is that? Where is it? Come on. Pete Bone must know where the Battle Hymn of the Republic is. Don't F me up. Come on. Pete Bone is on the air. Now, from the Kroner Building in Chicago, it's Pete Bone on the air. What is with the fucking levels on this motherfucker? Pete Bone is on the air. Pete Bone will not be denied. From the Kroner Building in Chicago, Pete Bone. Thank you very much. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Rick Putin. Rick Putin. Thank you, Glenn Putin, and that's not a joke. I asked Glenn if he'd change his name. You refused.
I did, yes.
And when you refused, you also threatened legal action. Well, I know I said I wouldn't talk about it, because the name Putin is anathema to all of us who care about this country.
And yet you support a president that...
Let's not get... Boy, you really want to get into it, don't you? Every announcer that sat in that chair has died from alcoholism. Any comment?
Is that a threat?
Jesus Christ, man.
All right, man, let me look at this goddamn thing, okay? Let's do it and let's get it fucking done. Let's get this bitch off the fucking mat. Get this puppy up off the... What is this? Here we go. They are required to tag your handle as well as use our hashtags. From there, you can sort through submissions using either of those means. Does that make sense? We can get on a call tomorrow. One of our BSPs, Justin Brazel. Is Justin one of our BSPs? Or maybe he's just a cat that I talked to on Facebook. Is in town, and I couldn't meet him. Sometimes, you know, if I have time, I can meet people. Not often, though, you know, because I live far away from the center of Los Angeles, and this weekend coming up is a family weekend. I'm going to go see my cousins in Vegas, and I don't know how much time I'm going to have for, you know, any extracurricular, but this, especially this weekend, because I have to wait.
Excuse me. I belched. I have some extra work that I have to do, you see. Yes, you see. All right, so now, next stop on the Petticoat Junction here, Jack, is the Let's get this out of the way, man. Let's see what we got going on here. The week of the 11th, which is this week, and appreciate all the good work done for me at Podcast One. You guys are the best. I mean it sincerely. You are the best. What is this? Is this the week of the 18th? Yeah. Okay. We took care of most of the commercials that we did for this week. Let's see. Pluto, we did.